And welcome back to Giants Press Conference Live, presented by Hackensack University Medical Center. I'm Paul Dottino, along with former Giants offensive lineman David Deal. David, great to see you. Opening day is only a couple of days away.
It's great to be here, and this is what everybody's been waiting for. Regular season opening up at Dallas. This is where it is live, and these games count.
I think the two of us are ready to play, quite frankly.
I think we are.
Hey, it's time to go through our Geico 15-second recap, because 15 minutes can save you 15% or more on your car insurance. Well, David, we know that JPP is out indefinitely. Coach Coughlin has just addressed that. But the Giants got a game to play with the defensive ends that are on their roster.
They most certainly do. Obviously, he wasn't physically where he needed to be with his hand. Obviously, they talked about his conditioning, but his strength has got to be a huge, huge significant factor in him coming back. So this is where DeMontre Moore, Robert Ayers, Kerry Wynn have got to step up and not only do it in the run game, but be able to apply that pressure in third down.
Now, quickly, Jesper Brinkley was just signed. He was cut by Dallas a short time ago, had played with Minnesota for a couple of years. I don't know how much you can expect him to get ready for the game.
You know, he may be a veteran and has started a lot of games in the NFL, but there is so much verbiage that goes on from going to an old defense to a new defense. So it may be familiar schemes, but the checks, the blitzes, those are all things that he's going to have to learn this week. So for him to come in and to be able to contribute right away, that's a tough task for anyone.
Especially at middle linebacker. Now, speaking of middle linebackers, John Beeson is going to work today. You heard Coach Coughlin talk about it. Let's get a look at the injury list. And of those guys listed, Victor Cruz is the only one who is not working, David. That calf seems to be an issue now. It's 3 weeks he's been out.
You know, it is. It's most certainly an issue. I've been around the game of the NFL. I've been in the locker room, and I've seen these calf injuries. They take a long time to come back for, not to mention, especially when you're coming off of an injury, you're doing your knee rehab, and now all of a sudden you have this. It adds a whole nother dimension to his rehab, and I know that it takes time to get that calf fully to 100%, and the last thing you want to do is throw him out there and have him re-injure it in the first game.
Now, I want to go back to another guy on that list, Beeson. We mentioned him a moment ago. This is a guy who, when he's been in the lineup for the Giants, has averaged 7 tackles a game, and he's the leader in the heart and soul of that defense. If he can't go, or if he's limited, David, we're looking at Lonnie Unga maybe being the guy in the middle.
I think this is what we've all been worried about, is John Beeson's health, because we know how important the middle linebacker is in Steve Spagnuolo's system. Checking alerts, checking the blitzes from one side to another, and just the communication factor where his leadership role takes on. And if John Beeson cannot play, that is a huge step for Unga to take as a starting middle linebacker in this first game at Dallas.
Yeah, you know Romo will have all kinds of head games waiting for Unga if he sees him in there.
He most certainly does. He does a great job at the line of scrimmage of making the checks, the alerts that he needs to make, but he's going to take his time. He's going to try to confuse the defense. Most importantly, he wants to see if the defense is going to show their hand to take advantage of the snap count at home.
All right, David, let's flip it for a second to the Giants offense, specifically how they have to run the ball against Dallas's D. In the preseason, they ran for well over 5 yards a carry when going behind Ereck Flowers or going to his edge. Looks like that power running game has found a guy that they like to use.
Most importantly, they're going to have to do a good job interior against Nick Hayden, who had their most tackles on their defensive line last season. And the person that the Cowboys have been talking about is Tyrone Cunningham, their 3 technique. They said that he has had a tremendous training camp, and they said that he is going to step up into this game. And the thing that you get any time you go up against the Marinelli defense and the defensive line, you're going to get a rotation of players who are going to play relentless football and play to the snap and to the end of the whistle. So they're going to have to make sure they finish their blocks and get up to the second level to make sure they spring those 2-3 yard runs into bigger gains down the stretch.
Now, Dallas expected Greg Hardy to be the teeth of their pass rush. I mean, this is a guy with double-digit sacks with the Panthers a couple of years ago, but right now he's serving an NFL suspension. That means Crawford is the guy who's got the most sacks off of last year's performance on the field for them. And he only had 3.
You know, they're excited because they got Mincy back. He had a little bit of a contract dispute. He's their most consistent pass rusher. And then if you look at their defensive line, you got Randy Gregory, who's their first pick out of the draft. They wanted to make sure he stepped up. He had 3 sacks in the preseason. But the wild card here is DeMarcus Lawrence. He had 2 sacks in the postseason. He really stepped up on film, and they're expecting huge things out of him this season until Hardy comes back.
Now, we all know about Sean Lee, one of the most active linebackers in the game. Great in pass coverage, has 11 picks over his 4 years in the NFL. He can be a real problem.
He most certainly can. He is a smart, instinctive football player. He does a great job of communicating to the D-line. He is always around the football. He picks out screens and draws very well, but his whole thing has been his health. If he can stay on the field, he adds that extra dimension of a veteran linebacker who knows how to get after people.
And, of course, Rolando McClain not available, so Lee's going to be a big one. Hey, one final thing before we get to break. Eli Manning loves to throw for 300-yard games against this team. He usually wings it out.
He most certainly does, and it's going to be all dependent on blocking it up front to make sure that they take away the strength of the Dallas front and alienate that weakness in the safeties.
Okay, David, when we come back, we'll flip the page and talk about the Giants' D against the Cowboys' O, so stick around.
Hey, Giants fans, I invite you to a special event to unveil a new fundraising program to benefit children's cancer research. The event will be at Modell's Sporting Goods in Times Square.
And welcome back to Giants Press Conference Live. You know, you can't talk about the Giants and the Cowboys without talking about that tight end with the star on his helmet, Jason Witten. This is a guy who in 24 games against the Giants has caught 11 touchdown passes. Well, we know the Giants are a little bit thin at safety, David, so how do you cover them?
I think the most important thing is that you get bodies on them and you make that contact at the line of scrimmage, whether it's a defensive end just rerouting them, getting a hit on them, whether it's the Sam linebacker who's going to be playing at the line of scrimmage. You've got to do something to reroute him and make sure that he's off his mark and make sure that, most importantly, you cover the middle of the field, because if they get those openings down the middle and down those seams, that's where things open up on the outside for Williams and Bryan.
Yeah, going to be a great test for Landon Collins right out of the box.
It most certainly is, and you know that they are going to do different things formation-wise and structure-wise to give him different looks and try to confuse a young safety.
Now, when we talk about the guys on the outside, of course, it starts with Dez Bryant, and we all know he loves the spotlight, and he loves Hollywood, and he loves all the attention. You know he's going to be ready for the Giants.
He's coming off of his best season, leading the NFL with 16 touchdowns as a wide receiver. You've got Terrence Williams, who has also stepped up as a big play threat. And then also, you can't forget about Beasley. Beasley had more catches in the postseason than Dez Bryant. So you know that these guys are going to be targeted in third down, especially Bryant in the red zone. You know that they're going to have to step up and reach these challenges. And one way to help both of these corners is being able to get pressure on the quarterback and being able to man up one-on-one against them.
Yeah, got to get to Romo. And the interesting part about Romo, David, is that last year, 34 touchdown passes, only 9 picks, the most disciplined season of his career by far.
I think they're doing a smarter job of managing him, you know, his back. They don't want him to take the hits that he has taken in the past. They're still going to run their boots. They're still going to run their play action. But I think they're doing a much better job of getting him in 3 and 5 steps where he's getting rid of the ball quickly. And like I said earlier, he's taking his time at the line of scrimmage. They're not running a hurry up. He is doing everything he can to get the defense to show their hand early and put their offense in the best position possible to succeed.
But you know, there's a component missing this year. DeMarco Murray's in Philadelphia. He ran for over 1,800 yards last season. So now they're looking at Darren McFadden and Joseph Randall. And oh, by the way, Randall doesn't pick up the blitz all that well. That's a big key.
Most important that everybody thinks that this is just going to be a plug and play where they can put any running back in there and this offensive line is going to get it done. It's not going to be that easy. They have got to control at the point of attack. They've got to make sure that they get these running backs confidence early so that they're not making early cuts and they're trusting their offensive linemen to make the blocks. That's the one thing you see in young running backs, especially early in games. When they first emerge, they see color and they're cutting right away. They've got to make sure that the offensive line settles up front and gives these running backs the opportunity to make the plays, because if they don't, that's where it's going to play into the Giants' advantage to get them to cut early right where the flow of the defense is. And most importantly, just win the one-on-one battles at the line of scrimmage by getting pressure into the backfield.
Man, get a hat on a hat. All right, Big Blue Uncensored has our Twitter question of the day, and he wants to know, do the Cowboys have the best run-blocking offensive line in the league? Well, let's see. Murray ran for 115 yards a game last season.
Well, they've got 3 Pro Bowlers returning in, you know, Smith, Martin, and Frederick. But I think they want to control the line of scrimmage. I think that's the way that they've dictated the tempo of the football game. And this is an offense that, you know, they rely on the run. But they have given up sacks on the offensive line as well. They had 30 during the regular season. They had 10 sacks during the postseason. And the way that teams were able to get after it was making sure that those early downs and distances, they weren't able to dictate the tempo up front and win the one-on-one battles. You've got to spread them out and make sure that you take advantage of those defensively, because they're not unknowns. These aren't people who are superhuman. Any offensive lineman, regardless of whether they're a Pro Bowl or not, when you put them in third and long situations, it makes that one-on-one pass rush very, very difficult to block.
Well, now, we know that Spags is a guy who loves to rely on his front four to get pressure. Do you think against this offensive line, you got to send the extra dogs knowing how stout they are?
I think, number one, you've got to send some extra dogs to get pressure on Tony Romo, but you hit on it earlier. Some of these running backs that are going to be back there are not great at pass protection, so you've got to give them different looks to make sure that you confuse them up front where they have to keep a back or a tight end in to chip, where it minimizes their ability on the offensive side of the ball.
David, great to see you. Hey, don't forget, Sunday Night Football, it's the Giants and Dallas in the Big D. Stay tuned all season long for all of your Giants coverage. We'll have it right here on MSG Networks. So long, everybody. Toyota 4.